Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Simpson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Wynn moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niekro for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub bunts towards third. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to third for the out. Wynn moves to second. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and throws to second to double up win. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Kessinger tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Bateman moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Torres reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres scores. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub scores. Rader moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Jack Lomaby now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman is walked intentionally. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader scores. Watson moves to third. Bateman moves to second. It's 4-2, Astros. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn is walked intentionally. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Doug Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.